Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so today we're digging into a source one of you sent us, Groundhog's Underground Party.
Right, featuring Gus the Groundhog and his, well, very ambitious plans for a spring bash.
Exactly. And our mission here is to sort of unearth the key takeaways, you know, about teamwork, problem solving.
And just making something fun happen, even when, well, dirt hits the fan, so to speak.
Good one. So let's start with Gus's vision. It wasn't small, was it?
Not at all. We're talking the annual underground spring bash, but bigger.
Yeah.
Much bigger.
Worm wiggle races, a tunnel light disco.
Yeah, he had it all planned out. He wanted this year to be legendary.
And how did he get the word out? I remember reading.
Oh, right. Mole mail, which is fantastic. And glowworm texts. Pretty high tech for underground.
Definitely creative. And the prep work involved.
Digging more tunnels.
Extra tunnels, building a stage out of roots, even hiring a DJ Doodlebug.
A Beatle DJ. You gotta love that.
It shows, you know, a serious level of planning, which makes the problems feel even more dramatic. Oh yeah, the problems. They arrived in spades, didn't they?
Big time. First, the snack tunnel.
The collapse. Too many mashed mushrooms. Is that right?
Apparently. A structural failure due to snacks. And then the worm slide.
Became a mud pit. Not quite the fun slide he envisioned.
And to top it off, the lighting crew, the glowworms, they went on strike.
For better snacks. It's always about the snacks.
Seems like it. You can just imagine Gus, right? Total despair. His huge party just sinking.
It really makes you think, how often do our own plans, even the really well thought out ones, just hit this wall of unexpected issues?
It's almost a universal experience, isn't it? Careful planning is great, but you can't foresee everything.
So true. But the story doesn't end there. That's the turning point, right? His friends.
Exactly. That's where it gets really insightful. Mindy the mole steps up.
She patches the snack tunnel, the fractional one.
Yep. Using her mole skills. Then Rita the rabbit arrives.
The carrot cake.
Yeah.
Extra bounce, carrot cake, morale booster, and snack solution.
Nice touch. Right. And then there's Sammy the skunk.
Sammy. Handling crowd control. From a distance, hopefully.
Uh-huh. Yes, the story implies a safe distance. But it's clever. And Gus has this realization.
That party planning could be a group dig. I like that line.
It's perfect. It's not just about getting help. It's about collaboration.
Yeah, it shows how different skills are suddenly, like, super valuable when things go wrong.
Totally. Mindy's digging, Rita's baking and morale boosting, Sammy's unique presence.
Each one brought something essential that Gus didn't have on his own.
It underlines that good teamwork isn't just dividing jobs. It's about fitting different strengths together, like puzzle pieces.
And the party ends up being a success because of it.
A huge success. Worms breakdancing, mice doing the conga.
DJ Doodlebug making the roots shake.
The glowworms even came back for dessert. Probably got better snacks.
Probably. And Gus's toast sums it all up.
To teamwork, tunnels, and the best party below ground. It nails the core message.
Working together turns problems into parties.
Or at least makes them manageable. It highlights teamwork, creativity, sharing the load.
And maybe that skunks have a place in event security.
A humorous but effective point the story makes, yeah.
Mm.
Sometimes the unconventional solution is the best one.
So, wrapping up our deep dive here, Gus's underground adventure really shows how even fun plans can hit serious snags.
Definitely. But the key insight is how collaboration, tapping into everyone's unique talents, can save the day and maybe even make the outcome better.
Yeah, it's not just about fixing problems. It's about the strength you find in the group.
That's the aha moment for me. How this simple story mirrors bigger projects, bigger challenges in life. Things go wrong.
All the time.
But having that crew, that team with diverse skills, that resilience is what pulls you through.
It leaves you thinking, doesn't it? Consider a time, maybe for you listening, when a plan faced those unexpected troubles.
Who was your underground crew? Who helped you dig out?
And what surprising, maybe even unconventional strength did each person bring to help turn things around?
So they did chew on.
Definitely. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Until next time.